October 20th, 2021. For Krumah Media in Johannesburg, I'm Thabi Madiba. Making headlines. Children aged 12 and older can now get COVID-19 vaccine jab. UCT approves mandatory vaccination proposal and Action SA promises to address immigration and revitalize cities. The vaccination of children aged 12 to 17 against COVID-19 has begun. This will potentially add around 6 million additional people to the country's vaccination program. The Department of Health said it hoped to vaccinate at least half of this age group by the start of the school holidays. To date, more than 11 million people in South Africa are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. People aged 12 to 17 will be vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine in line with the recommendations of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Vaccines. Health Minister Dr. Joe Phaahla announced the move on Friday, adding that all children aged 12 and older will be eligible to receive one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. The University of Cape Town Council has approved in principle a proposal requiring that all staff and students provide acceptable proof of having been vaccinated against COVID-19. The UCT Senate voted in favor of mandatory vaccination at their last meeting in September, with 83% of respondents indicating support for the proposal. The proposal will take effect from January 1st, 2022 and will ask staff to vaccinate as a condition of being able to perform their duties and students to vaccinate as a condition of registration. UCT staff and students were engaged on the matter through a survey which received support for mandatory vaccination. UCT Vice Chancellor Professor Mamogeti Pakeng said that the university executive will establish an appropriately constituted panel to develop the operational details required to implement the proposal. Action SA leader Hemen Mashaba promised that his party will address immigration and revitalize inner cities. This comes as accusations of xenophobia continue to dog the Action SA leader owing to the party's policies on immigration. Mashaba said Action SA would ensure that it conducted intergovernmental operations to improve services rendered to foreign nationals. Mashaba explained that resolving immigration challenges also required metros to be fixed by ensuring inner city revitalization. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krumah Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.